Step number three is establish your priorities to overcome interference. This is a concept that's often referred to as why power. And what why power is the source and core reason for why you are taking the action you are taking or working towards the goal that you have. It is what's going to keep you going when all seems lost and times are dark. Why power is what will motivate you to not only ignore interference, but in fact catapult yourself out of situations that cause continual interference with your goals. You just have to be able to train yourself to recognize this by establishing a why power. And when you establish that why power, it's often coached that you ought to establish some why power that is so powerful it can bring you to tears. This way you know that you're emotionally invested in your goal because you've established the essential, powerful significance of your why power. Now, interference can come in a whole slew of forms. Things like another person's opinion or words, criticisms, skepticism, cynicism, temptation, deviation, laziness, lack of focus, disbelief in yourself, fatigue, just an entire slew of things that you'll often try to justify. And one thing that you need to be seriously aware of is that some of the worst forms of interference come in the prettiest packages. What I mean by this is, let's say that you're working your butt off to accomplish this goal. You've been diligent for weeks or months, and you haven't taken a break. Your mind says, you know what? We deserve to take a break. We've been working so hard. We've been doing these daily practices every single day. Just take one day off. Or if you're working towards a fitness goal, your mind might say, you know what? It's just one cheat meal, you know, outside of the normal time that we designate. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we deserve it. Or, you know, if you keep up at this rate, you'll burn out. Everyone deserves to have fun every once in a while. We need to recognize that these are projections from our own mind, and they're actually working against us. Yes, what they may be saying could somewhat be arguably valid, but the consequences of entertaining those ideas and actually following through deters from you reaching your goal, inhibits you from reaching that goal, and you lose all manner of momentum that you've built up to this point in reaching your goal. What we're talking about is a simple comparison of temporary pain versus long-term lasting pleasure later, delayed sense of reward, which is something that I fear we've lost sight of in this world where we have fast food, you know, instant technology, you know, we can finance anything that we want to buy. We don't need the money now. We can just buy it now and finance and pay the interest later. We are so trained for instant gratification. We are losing sight of the concept of having enduring temporary pain for long-term pleasure and delayed reward. And this is something that I highly advise you recognize in your life and begin adjusting accordingly. One thing that we need to recognize throughout this process is that our mind and body work very similarly. They're intricate parts of each other. Your body, in a physical sense, wants to be in a comfort zone, and it doesn't want to be under stress. It doesn't want to be sore. You know, this is why you plateau during exercise, naturally. Now, your mind is the same way. Your psychology is just going to act in a similar manner. Your mind can tell when it is at risk of vulnerability, stress, and stepping outside of your figurative comfort zone, your psychological comfort zone. And this is when you need to establish that mental toughness. You need to learn to be self-aware and identify when this is happening. Self-awareness is the ability to step outside of yourself and observe your thought, your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions all from a third person's perspective, as if you're watching a movie, but you're watching the movie of your own life. You're watching how you experience and interact with other people and yourself and your own psychology. This will give you the perspective that you need to be able to identify those forms of interference and decide really whether or not those are ideas that should be entertained and what action should be taken after that point. So just remember that this is just a simple concept of pain versus pleasure. Every single decision that we make is based off of pain or pleasure. This is something that every major personal development speaker and author out there is going to advocate, that we live our life based off of simple pain and pleasure decisions. Does, you know, the temporary pain outweigh the long-term pleasure? Or vice versa? So the only question you need to ask yourself when you're in this process of battling your interference and establishing your why power, that so it's strong enough to handle that interference, is your why power strong enough to withstand temporary pain and interference along the path to your goal? Anything that is worth having is going to require effort. Anything that requires little to no effort is not worth having. And that is something that I strongly ask you to begin understanding and incorporating in your life.